Listening, Unit 1, Page 6, B.
You will hear people talking in six different situations. For questions 1 to 6, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear a man talking about his family life.
I had been looking forward to the day when my children would go off to university for years. I guess I thought that I would get my freedom back at last and be able to concentrate on my hobbies. I really wasn't prepared for the loneliness of coming home to an empty house and not having the kids around for company. After all those years of anxiety over whether they were doing well at school, I really expected it to be a relief that I only had myself to think about. How wrong was I?
2. You hear a mother talking to her son.
Oh, well done, Stu. I see you managed to get the dog settled. You have such a good effect on her. I've been trying to calm her down for about 15 minutes, but it was hopeless. I can't seem to communicate with her. She never reacts to me. Maybe I should ask the vet for some advice. Or since you're so good with her, you could give me a few tips.
3. You hear two teenagers talking.
Just out of curiosity, Tim, what did you get in your report this term?
I got an A+ this term. Dad's going to be so pleased.
Oh, lucky you. I only got an A-.
Only? That's better than most of your friends.
I know, but Dad will compare me to you, not them.
Honestly, you never have any confidence in yourself. Dad will be amazed for both of us.
4. You hear a man and a woman talking.
How's your sister-in-law doing?
She's much better now, I hear, although I haven't seen her in ages.
Really? Why is that?
Well, I had a furious argument with my brother while she was in hospital, and now we're not speaking. Even the kids don't go round to the house anymore. I'm at a loss for words, really.
5. You hear a man talking about flying.
I'll never forget my first flight. There were several other passengers who had also never been on a plane before and were absolutely terrified. I remember one in particular was convinced he was going to suffocate in the confinement of the cabin. And there was another who hated being up so high. Thankfully, the flight passed quickly. It was actually quite boring, as I'd been expecting something rather more glamorous.
6. You hear a woman talking on the radio.
Now, the next letter is from Kate, 16, from Perth. Hi, Kate. Let's see then. Dear Joe, I've been having real problems at school with my maths teacher, Mrs. Donovan. I'm no good at maths, and she's really strict with me. I've tried to explain to her that I want to write novels for a living and that I'm not really interested in maths, but she just keeps giving me more and more homework. What should I do? Well then, Kate, it sounds like you need some good advice. Why don't you try...